The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Citizen Kane joins us. Also, Mike Benz. Where are the Republican attorneys general? We go through a Lawfare summary. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Make sure you get your friends to listen as well and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. We have a new way you could support the program. Don't worry, all you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. Don't worry, we have a migration plan for all of you. Legal migration, of course. But I wanted to say thank you for those of you that are joining in huge numbers. It's amazing. At members.charliekirk.com. It's a way for you to support our program. We believe it's affordable for all income levels. It's a way for you guys to get behind the work we are doing. members.charliekirk.com. In fact, I want to mention and name some of the people that became members overnight. It's really exciting. Janet from California, thank you for becoming a member at members.charliekirk.com. Mary Lisa from Idaho, thank you. Janet from California, Scott from Utah, Linda from California, Dorothy from Maryland. There are levels for all types, by the way. You guys could check it out, $8 a month. Members.charliekirk.com. Maybe you're on a fixed income, but I bet you could squeeze $8 a month. And you might say, well, what do I get, Charlie? Well, we're doing exclusive Zoom calls. We're going to have a message board. We're developing all this stuff. And you get to hear the full conversation with the legend, Tucker Carlson. Here's a little tease.
I was watching the other day. I'm actually not a huge Martin Luther King fan or whatever. Super flawed guy. But I was watching the audio of the last speech that he gave the night before he was killed. April 3rd, 1968, he was killed the next afternoon. And he gave this speech, and he had just been, like, cheating with a bunch of different women, okay?
Yeah, he had a tendency to
do that. Gosh, no, he was, like, sexually out of control. But he gave this speech in which he clearly predicted his own death. Like, there is no doubt, if you listen to this, that God is speaking through Martin Luther King. And again, I don't like Martin Luther King's program. I don't like his behavior. There's a lot of, worshiping Martin Luther King is absurd to me. But I got to say, if you listen to that speech, God is speaking through Martin Luther King. There's no other explanation for that. And you're like, well, that's kind of consistent with what we know. We're all flawed. The people in charge tend to be more flawed. But it doesn't mean that they're not capable of greatness. So let's just be honest about it. The second you have to feel the need to pretend that you're perfect, you become a liar, and you become paradoxically even less perfect, in my opinion.
Boy, if that piqued your curiosity, join as a member. Get behind us so we can keep talking about the issues that the regime doesn't like. Vaccines, immigration, Ukraine. Members.charliekirk.com. Thank you, Brett from Michigan, for joining. Charlotte from Texas. Lynn from California. Matthew from Texas. Sommer from Arizona. And more. Members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is one of my favorite guests. I visit the website about 20 times a day, and it is on the mark. It is the drumbeat of the bass. It is citizenfreepress.com. That is citizenfreepress.com. The man behind it, the hardest working person in media, is Mr. Kane. Citizen Kane, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Charlie. Let's do this thing.
Now, I know you've been going through a lot, and with family stuff, you're still working your tail off, and we appreciate you, Citizen Kane. So, look, I hate to say it. Back in the spring and even earlier, you know, you've been coming on the program every couple of weeks. We've been right about all this. We've been right about Georgia, federal charges, and now we are in the arena that you and I know we were marching towards. Let's just kind of take 35,000 foot view. What do you see and what do you hear in Kane that people might be missing? This is some serious stuff, Citizen Kane.
Yeah, well, in this morning, a lot has happened. As you're well aware, if you've been reading the stack,
yep.
We just in the past 3 or 4 hours. So Judge Eileen Cannon, who's in charge of the case in Miami, which is she's finally set a trial date. So that's been set for May 20th of 2024. And as you know, the Alvin Bragg Manhattan trial is set for March of 2024. So we have the first 2 dates, right? We've got March and May now. And then right above that, you'll see if people go to Citizen Free Press right now, they'll see that also Drudge was pushing a story this morning that Fannie Willis, the RICO charges in Fulton County are probably going to be filed in August. As you know very well, she originally gave a 6-week period from the middle of July until September as the time she would file the charges. So we have two, you know, just sort of the 35,000 foot view is that our president, our candidate is getting screwed, and the dates are now set for this national disgrace. And then we have probably when we speak next time in another 3 weeks or so, we're going to be talking about a third trial date with set with Fannie Willis.
So Kane, you know, there's a fair amount of speculation as to, you know, who is the composer or the conductor? Because this is obviously coordinated, right, Kane? The who is not as interesting to me, meaning is it Clinton? Is it Hillary Clinton and that crime syndicate? Is it Soros? Is it Laureen Powell Jobs, Arabella Advisors? Is it the Democracy Alliance? We don't know. Not that important, but it definitely is planned. Can you speak to that, Kane? From what I consider to be the biggest news of the week, 16 senior citizens that signed a piece of paper within their constitutional rights are now facing 40 to 50 years in jail. By the way, I want to get a picture of all them. We named them on screen. Kane, this was the breaking news that kind of got buried this week.
Yeah, and you did a really good job yesterday with Julie Kelly, and she did an excellent job sort of covering that. And I put up a link to that direct video. If people want to find that, it's on your Rumble page. Just go to the Charlie Kirk Rumble page, and you'll find Charlie. He has two clips from his interview yesterday with Julie Kelly. And in one of them, she really breaks it down. You know, she points out how we had this coordinated effort by everyone from Hollywood to the Clinton campaign and John Podesta, how they were all coordinating, trying to get the Trump electors to essentially turn against Trump and vote for Hillary Clinton back in 2016. And that was a very coordinated, organized effort, and no one was charged. The Trump Justice Department decided to keep America as, you know, keep our legal system out of the Banana Republic area, and they didn't charge anyone from the Podesta group or the Clinton campaign. But lo and behold, these 16 senior citizens who sort of on a lark in Michigan, you know, got together to put together an alternate slate of electors, those people are being charged by Dana Nessel in Michigan, and it's an absolute travesty. And, you know, before we get into who's coordinating this, I want to add something about this alternate electors thing, a little bit of hidden history that people don't know. In 1960, in Hawaii, there was a dispute between Nixon and Kennedy, who actually won the Hawaii race. And Hawaii Democrats in 1960 put together a completely separate alternate set of electors for the exact same reason that it was done in Michigan and in Nevada and in potentially in Arizona and Georgia, which is if you have a court case that's pending and you have a fixed date when all electors have to be named, then you essentially put together an alternate slate just in case the court case goes your way. And then you have that alternate slate already approved and ready to go. And that's all Republicans did in these states, just copying what happened in Hawaii in 1960. And I bring that up because Fannie Willis herself mentioned that. There's an article from about a month ago or so where she talked about, I'm tired of hearing about the Hawaii 1960 case. Mm-hmm. I don't care what Democrats did 60 years ago. What Trump tried to do with this alternate slate of electors in Georgia was completely, you know, out of bounds. So it's in Fannie Willis's mind. I want people to know that there's a precedent for this alternate slate. Now, getting back to this Michigan group and how it's been glossed over, you're absolutely correct. This is, I call it a travesty of justice. It is unbelievable that Dana Nessel is going after them. And as, you know, the last 15 seconds before I throw it back to you, you saw, I'm sure, in the article, she said that she originally sent a referral to the Department of Justice for them to charge this alternate slate of electors
That's
in Michigan.
Right.
But she said she got tired of waiting for DOJ to act, so she decided to file charges on her own.
Let's put that picture back up on screen. This is some of the, I think this is 10 of them, if I'm not mistaken, 10 out of 16 of them. These are everyday folks, senior citizens, patriots, moms and dads, people that have paid their taxes. They signed a piece of paper that they're constitutionally allowed, and we're just supposed to take this. Soviet show trial. Kane, this is not why I have you on the program, but I have to editorialize a minute. Where's the Republican attorneys general going after the Democrat crime syndicate? Can we get an indictment anywhere? Can we get a BLM? Can we get anything? I mean, Kane, they are relentlessly coming after us. And it's as if it, you know what it's like? It's as if they control 40. It's as if the Democrats control 48 legislatures and 48 attorneys general. It's not. We have more governor's mansions. We have more state legislatures. We have more counties. We have more DAs. We have more sheriffs. We have more attorneys general. And we are acting like they control everything.
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic point. As you know, it's not 48. You know, the real number is that we've got about 30 of them.
That's right. And we act as if it's everything's been taken over. Please continue.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been sitting here twiddling my thumbs for 3 months waiting for state attorney generals to bring charges against Hunter Biden, charges potentially against Joe Biden.
Yep.
And in this case, we're playing defense. You know, everyone sort of sat back. We knew the fake electors thing was going on, but I think what Dana Nessel did caught people off guard. And I'm as disappointed as you that we haven't seen any charges against anyone in the sort of the Biden regime, and as well that, you know, that we don't have people standing. You know, look, there's some posters who post on the Citizen Free Press open thread every morning who are friends with three or four of these fake, you know, the alternate electors in Michigan. And so she's posted a couple of the give, send, goes to raise money. You have to understand, Dana Nessel is going to go after all 16 of these innocent Americans.
It's unbelievable.
And if somehow they're able to, you know, to get not guilty verdicts, she's most likely going to retry them. There are going to be appeals. We're talking probably about a couple $100,000 in legal fees for each of these 16 people, right? And it's completely ridiculous. For example, in the same article where it talked about Dana Nessel, it mentioned that the Democrat Attorney General of Nevada had chosen not to charge any of Nevada's alternate electors. And it was the same issue in Nevada. There was a lawsuit that was pending. And so an alternate slate of electors was put together just in case they would be needed beyond the date when that court ruling came in. So we know that, you know, in other words, by the Nevada Democrat Attorney General deciding not to file charges, we know that this is completely discretionary. So it even adds sort of a bigger flashlight to what Dana Nessel did and shows how political, just cravenly political, her decision to file charges is. And I'm still somehow holding out hope that these people can get all 16, you know, all 16 of these people can get the charges dropped, but probably not much hope for that.
Look, we use these comparisons a lot. Maoist Soviet show trial. They're trying to break the will. This is a public show trial.
Absolutely.
This is so evil. And hey, Republican attorneys general, they're sending out press releases. There is no opposition party in this country. That's why they get what they want. Kane, let's go through the timeline here. This is going to be going on right during the presidential season. Trump will be going from courthouse to campaign trail, courthouse to campaign trail, courthouse to campaign trail. If a judge has any honest bone in their body, they would delay the trial till after the election. They'd say, look, this is a little bit unusual, right? This is not like just some sort of ordinary person from, you know, Lexington, Kentucky, who's standing trial. Like, this is a little bit high stakes. That could happen. A judge could say, let's have the start date in December of 2024. But Kane, this is going to result, and this is the big one, Jack Smith, 14th Amendment. They're going to try to prevent Donald Trump from ever becoming president as their insurance or backup plan, Citizen Kane.
Yeah, so you mentioned the timeline. I just wrote down months, right, on a piece of paper here. Here's what I've got. March for Alvin Bragg. May for the Mar-a-Lago classified documents. Let's just say July for Fannie Willis, which then what does that leave for the looming indictment that we're going to be reporting on next week, right? The January 6th indictment.
October.
Does that mean that comes? Yeah. Does that mean that comes in September, October,
yep,
which is
right when ballots come out? Yep, that's right.
Yeah, which is or do they, you know, do they try to ram that one through and start that one in January? So it's obvious, you know, a number of people have said it. It seems like their goal is to keep Trump off the ballot, right? You mentioned the 14th Amendment. If they use that sort of strange, if Jack Smith uses that strange Civil War statute and they charge Trump with rebellion or sedition, there's a chance that they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment just to keep him just off the ballot, you know, which is just, what are the ramifications of this, Charlie? Like, we've never, ever seen anything like this before. Four criminal trials all next year, all as Trump is campaigning. As you said, it'll be going from courtroom to a rally to a courtroom to a rally. And there's, you know, where is the – what do we do to stop it, right?
Well, look, I want to go a step – I'm sorry to interrupt. I was dialoguing with Andrew. This is very clear. They're trying to provoke the American right to violence, and you should not take that bait, everybody. But they're trying to make you feel as if you're losing your country, you're poor, borders wide open. The symbol, right, very similar to what we talked about yesterday, the symbol of the resistance is going to, quote-unquote, go to jail. And if we are unsuccessful in winning in 2024, which I have no idea the probability, it's going to be the most unpredictable election in history. The federal agents are going to try and provoke 100 different Wacos. And, Kane, that would be so tragic and so terrible and so awful. I think the American left wants a mini civil war to try to justify a Patriot Act 2.0 January 6 on steroids moment where this becomes even more of a Soviet country. Kane.
Yeah. It's depressing. It's hard to argue with your logic, right? We've been seeing it coming. I mean, you know, if you had maybe said this 12 months ago, some people might have raised eyebrows. But it seems like everything you just laid out, that, you know, that there's sort of a clear path. They feel that they have a clear path. And absolutely are they trying, you know, are they trying to provoke violence from the right? They would like nothing more, right? We've heard in these in Senate testimony and congressional testimony from DOJ people as well as FBI people that they sort of already view the MAGA base as a supremacist base, which is completely and utterly untrue, by the way. But they already view us this way. And yeah, they would like nothing more than to make their point and to codify it into law. If there are violent reactions to, you know, to these trials or to these indictments next year. So I've been trying to make sure that everybody on Citizen Free Press knows that that's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to provoke you guys.
They're trying to provoke. Take the bait.
Don't take the bait. And you have to say this ahead of time, guys, that, you know, if Donald Trump goes to federal prison, how are you going to act? What are you going to do? I'm going to pray. I'm going to do prayer vigils, and I'm going to keep on building. And I hate to put it that way, guys. Do not be taken by surprise. These federal operators, I'm telling you, we talk about a composer of this, you know, of this symphony, which is we are living through a symphony composed by a political equivalent of Beethoven. And it ends, the crescendo of the symphony ends in their wet dream, which is domestic violent extremism of right-wing people in the streets, and then all bets are off, Kane. They'll suspend the Constitution, take the guns, Patriot Act 2.0, federal will then deprive the power of the states, and that Rubicon will be crossed. I pray I'm wrong, Kane. We have to stay disciplined. We have to stay peaceful. This is heading in a terrible direction for our republic. Kane, we're out of time. Everyone check out citizenfreepress.com. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. They're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98. and just $10 more for a king size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Mike Benz is with us, Foundation for Freedom Online. And so I want to have you, Mike, the floor is yours. Lay out for us what John Podesta was planning versus now what MAGA senior citizens are facing criminally. Mike Benz.
Well, thanks, Charlie. So what you have here is this really extraordinary situation where the Michigan State Attorney General's office has brought a case against essentially MAGA folks for doing what John Podesta planned to do in a much more egregious way. So you have this sort of elector slate with people being able to send electors that may not reflect what the actual vote the state was. It's never been actually done before in U.S. history. But in the past few contentious elections in 2016 and 2020, this was something that was contemplated when the Democrats tried to overturn the 2016 election by getting electors from Michigan and Wisconsin and other states to change their electors. Even though the public voted for Trump, they tried to get the electors sent to vote for Clinton. Now, Podesta was part of this group called the Transition Integrity Project, which was run by a woman named Rosa Brooke. Rosa Brooke bills herself as a Georgetown law professor, but I read her book called How Everything Became War and the Military Became Everything. And in the first chapter of the book, she talked about how she had a CIA blue badge with access to the innermost sanctum of CIA covert activity. And what she teaches at Georgetown Law is democratization, meaning regime change. So you have a CIA specialist, covert ops and regime change, running a election loss simulator. This involved John Podesta role-playing Joe Biden in the event that Trump won, quote, a clear electoral victory. They ran four simulations. Simulation three was quote, clear Trump win. And what they planned to do was to get multiple states to secede from the nation if Trump didn't essentially yield on the basis of a popular vote rather than an electoral win, and then to get the Michigan state electors, as well as Wisconsin and a few other states, to defy the will of the people and send their own separate slate of electors, the same thing that the Michigan Attorney General's office just indicted a bunch of geriatric Trump supporters for considering doing. This was actually role-played and simulated out, and it wasn't just John Podesta, who, by the way, is now, instead of being indicted, John Podesta is now promoted. He now runs the largest federal slush fund in the entire federal government. $370 billion in climate funds is now under John Podesta's discretion at the White House. But it was John Podesta, it was Donna Brazile, who's the head of the DNC, Michael Steele, the former head of the RNC and the Never Trump Pact. You had Jennifer Granholm, the former governor of Michigan, Bill Kristol, Max Boot, David Frum. You had this whole panoply of heads of both of the major political parties in the country. John Podesta, who was a former White House chief of staff, former Hillary Clinton campaign manager, and now the climate czar for the White House, role-playing a way to do exactly what these Trump supporters just got indicted for, except they actually role-played the entire thing out in a simulation. And just one last thing is, you know, a conspiracy involves two steps, an agreement and an affirmative step in furtherance of the agreed conspiracy. There's nothing more you can do as an affirmative step than running a 60-person simulation on how to overturn an election. But of course, we're living in a two-tiered justice system right now.
Yeah, so the Michigan Attorney General and soon Jack Smith. Jack Smith's indictment could drop today, for all we know. Today, this weekend sometime, is centered around this idea what they call fake electors or alternate electors, which was perfectly fine, according to the 1960s, to be able to send forward alternate electors. But here you have Podesta, who is putting together a document. Now, let me ask you, Was this just some sort of exploration board game, like, oh, this is a thought exercise? Or was there intent of action? Were there things on this document or a related document by these parties that was ever acted upon?
Well, it's interesting to explore that, because some of the things that came out, I mean, this is something that frankly should be a part of the weaponization committee under Jim Jordan, because there was an extraordinary Time magazine article that you may recall after the election.
It talked about an agreement
essentially between Black Lives Matter and the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, it was really between the AFL-CIO, that is the major trade union group in this country, and the Chamber of Commerce, to stand down these anticipated Antifa and BLM protests the day after the election, when it was decided that Biden was going to win, and so there wouldn't need to be these mayhem protests to shut down the federal government. What's really fascinating about that detail is that it echoes what was in this simulation from John Podesta. In this simulation 3, where there was a clear Trump victory, one of the things that John Podesta and Donna Brazile and Max Boot and all these folks pregame was using Black Lives Matter street muscle to shut down the federal government. In fact, this is in June 2020. This is just weeks after the George Floyd riot started. The simulation broke down how to be sympathetic and do favors for, quote, racial justice activists in order for them to pay the favor back, essentially, by serving as pro-Biden street muscle in the event that Trump won the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's right.
Right, right. And there's a lot more I can say on that, but the similarities are stunning.
So let's build this out. Somebody emailed us, Charlie, I'm super frustrated, angry. Why can't Republican attorneys general now indict them if they indeed were conspiring to do this in red states? Is that outrageous to ask?
Well, the issue is are they red states anymore? So, you know, you have this situation where it's the Michigan State Attorney General's office who brought this case against MAGA electors. And John Podesta even plotted the fake electors plot to be in the state of Michigan. But if you don't control that state attorney general's office, it's unclear if you can do that in that state. But I think that the point is absolutely right. You know, we are in a world right now where there is not a Republican prosecution factory on par to what Democrats are doing right now in New York and in Michigan. I mean, we need, frankly, the only reason that the nuclear arms race came to an end was because other countries started developing
nuclear arms.
Right.
That is so smart. That is exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, we need a lawfare nuclear nonproliferation agreement, and that only happens by getting the ball rolling with our own prosecutions.
So Mike, I mean, the gutless wonders that call themselves Republican attorneys general, what's stopping them? I mean, we have 30 attorneys general. So let's just take one state, Florida. Florida is a right-wing state now. They're not exploring anything. Arkansas not exploring anything against Hunter Biden. Tennessee not exploring anything against the brother of Joe Biden. Why do Republicans write press releases and op-eds while Democrats enthusiastically put our most fervent supporters in jail? Why are Republicans so afraid, whether it be in Montana, South Dakota, Idaho, to, I don't know, put forward subpoenas? I mean, James Biden likely committed crimes in Florida with some hospital. Why do Republicans act like the Vichy French gutless wonders while Democrats steamroll our republic? What am I missing?
It's a great question. You know, my personal opinion on it is that the civil war between the foreign policy wing of the Republican Party and the domestic priority wing of the Republican Party essentially forestalls serious from being taken here. And a great example is the state of Texas Act. Ken Paxton was one of the most aggressive, serious, formidable state attorney generals in the entire country. I mean, the litany of bold actions that he's taken is downright heroic. Mm-hmm. And he ended up being impeached by his own Republican GOP faction. That is, the state assembly went after the state attorney general's office when they got too aggressive in taking on the uniparty corruption. You have the situation even right now with Hunter Biden. You know, I posted this on my Twitter just yesterday, but you know who has the contracts, the Ukrainian gas government contracts in Ukraine 2 months after Zelensky took power were all signed up by Halliburton. Halliburton is the Cheney enterprise. Dick Cheney was the chairman. Both Cheney's, him and Liz, still have huge amounts of stock there. They've got the right, the oil feed. George, they've got the fracking rights in Ukraine. George Soros has a huge share in Halliburton as well. You've got this Houston GOP oil and gas center that may be well-intentioned, but right now there's a lot of money to be made when Hunter Biden pops up Facebook and that brings in money to NAFTA gas. Well, that pays off the Houston GOP.
Yep.
So, you know, this is something that has been going on in this country for 80 years at least. It's one of the reasons that there is a uniparty, that there is a sort of a Washington consensus on both sides of the aisle on our management of the American empire. The problem is now the people in the American homeland are getting screwed by it.
That's really smart. Look, it's easy to get demoralized. And I was texting Republican attorneys general, just asking them, like, hey, do you have anything that might give people some hope that there's still a justice system? And just nothing but excuses. I mean, you know what an AG stands for, aspiring governor, right? I mean, that's they just want to become governor of their state. And meanwhile, Democrats, they are so hostile. I mean, I just want to repeat this, everybody. 16 senior citizens that did nothing wrong are now going to have to go into bankruptcy, taking out second mortgages of their homes, be publicly humiliated in a Soviet show trial, and they will probably lose at trial because it will be a rigged game, and they will spend the rest of their life in a state penitentiary serving 10 to 30 years in prison. Meanwhile, BLM does whatever they want, Antifa does whatever they want, the Biden family does whatever they want, Fauci does whatever he wants, Google does whatever they want, Facebook does whatever they want, and we sit on our hands and we have happy talk Republican attorneys general that want to be governor. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff, but even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. So, Mike, I try to resist abstractions. Any specifics? What if you were the guy that was able to start calling shots? Who can we start indicting? What investigations are the most obvious in red states against powerful Democrats? Because we need a drumbeat. We want to try to get into the head of powerful Democrats. Like, ooh, maybe, oh boy, maybe they'll know about the time I sex trafficked a girl through Missouri. Maybe they'll find that out. Or, you know, you have to get in their head. Or, oh boy, Epstein's Island, you know, I was on a plane in Florida and that statute of limitations is 20 years. That's how we have to start. We have to start to have them be afraid, because look, these Democrats are craven evil people, and I want them to start going back through old records and emails. I want them to have to go back through calendars, worried, afraid that they might get a knock on the door from a Republican AG for money laundering, human trafficking, embezzlement, whatever. Mike Benz.
Yeah, and it's funny, you just brought up the statute, a hypothetical 20-year statute of limitations. In the state of New York, for Jean Carroll to bring her case against Trump, they actually extended a 20-year statute of limitations to 25 years 2 months before the lawsuit was filed, just so that they could bring a lawsuit against Trump. I mean, there was a active collusion between the state attorney general's office, essentially, and the lawfare team in charge of that case. But you do have a great example being led right now in Missouri and in Louisiana. So we talked about how Ken Paxton in Texas was doing a fantastic job. He had just brought a social media. He had just helped litigate a major social media anti-censorship case. He'd been doing great work with anti-corruption stuff. And then he got impeached by his own GOP Texas legislature. Fortunately, in Missouri and Louisiana, there appears to be more leeway there to actually lean into this aggressively. the marquee First Amendment case right now in the country against folks like Tony Fauci and against the government censorship collusion folks is led by AG Andrew Bailey's office in Missouri and Jeff Landry's AG office in Louisiana. And they just got a major injunction victory. It's currently on stay until arguments are held on appeal, but it already started fighting back, forced the FBI and the State Department to cancel meetings with Facebook and Google. And AG Andrew Bailey from Missouri State Attorney General's office has said that if government officials violate this injunction, that they absolutely will seek criminal contempt and put these people in jail. Now, so that's a start. You know, the issue is will it actually be enforced when the rubber hits the road? Is the Missouri State Assembly going to try to do something to Andrew Bailey or in Louisiana, Jeff Landry? You know, how deep does the rot go within the sort of Republican wing of the Uniparty to stop well-meaning would-be heroes of history from doing their heroic jobs?
So how about that's some good civil stuff, but how about some criminal actions that we could start to see against top actors, organizations? Easy one, right? BLM, they raise money in all 50 states. Obviously, charitable fraud, what they've done. Any other organization would have been indicted for lying to donors. Why hasn't Louisiana, why hasn't Missouri, why haven't these states said, okay, we're indicting Patrice Cullors, you guys have defrauded the donors of this state? Well, that's just one example of hundreds I could think of. Mike?
You know, I think it comes back to this Texas example, which is, when Trump won the election in 2016, he didn't just defeat Hillary Clinton, he defeated the Bush family. And the seeds of this Eisenhower to Nixon to Bush deep political entrenchment at the at the state legislator level, frankly. Mm-hmm. Until we win the civil war on the Republican side to actually get our state assemblies aligned with our state AGs, it's going to be very difficult to build that sort of consensus and do it in a multi-jurisdiction way, the way it needs to be done. That is, you've got prosecution factories now from the Democrats in New York, you've got them in Delaware, you've got them in Michigan. They've got hubs. They can jurisdiction shop. Right now, it would seem the most obvious choice would be Florida, because you do have this very powerful, new red wave there. You do have a major hub with a huge amount of Democrat activity you look at just what happens in the Florida banking world and how many funds are laundered through Florida into the Cayman Islands and BVI and Jersey, and for all of the sort of transatlantic and Latin American Caribbean operations. I mean, there's so many prosecutions that could be brought in the state of Florida. The issue is is that going to cost? Will the MAGA side win against the foreign policy side? And that's unclear.
Mike, great commentary. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.